Okay.
So we'll call the meeting to order at 7:00. John's not here today, so. Any additions or deletions?
I have none.
Okay. I have a couple of additions and a deletion. One addition has to do with the wastewater project, and I don't have confirmation on the funding yet, but I did find three things that if anybody's interested in looking, you can go to epa.gov/septic. And the Vermont Village Water and Wastewater Initiative, that's kind of the name of a program that's happening. And there's also the Vermont Village Wastewater Solutions Initiative. So you look for stuff like that, there seems to be material out there that anybody's interested in what might be coming down the proposed pipe, there's info there. The other addition I had was a video update. Was asked last week to look into video systems for recording or for streaming our meetings. And this past week I went and visited Northfield and Braintree, and today I stopped by Randolph. So I'll have a report for the next meeting for the board on.
So we're not putting those on the agenda?
I wasn't sure, because in the past, John has put them like under new business or whatever, but the last time I brought them up, you talked about it right away.
Give us an update until the next meeting, is what you said?
Yep.
So we don't, probably don't need it. You gonna update us next meeting?
Yeah, it's not on here. The video?
Yeah.
Dave?
What's that?
The video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll update you next meeting.
All right, we don't have to have it on this agenda.
I didn't see it on this agenda.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I said, but I thought we were on questions and deletions.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm sorry, the, in the past, John has put, you know, you tell him what you'd like to add or delete, and then he puts it down.
Right.
Like new business or other business or something.
Right, but I thought you said you were gonna update us next meeting.
Yes, I'll have a report for you next meeting.
Okay, so we're not gonna, so we're gonna discuss it more at this meeting?
At the next meeting, yeah.
All right, so it doesn't have to go on this agenda as an addition.
Okay. And then the other thing is ARPA. I got a email from somebody who alerted me that we weren't gonna have a full board, and since they're involved in three of these items, they wanted to have a full board when they spoke. And, you know, I have to agree. So I'd like to scrap the ARPA discussions for this evening.
Wait a minute, you got one person who's going to address three of these?
Yes, sir.
Say that just, you know, just looking at these four items from ARPA and then hearing what you just said, just, you know, makes my belief even stronger in the way this thing, the way the surveys and all that are done. For these particular ones to come to the top, and then to find out that they're all being addressed by one person.
Three of them.
Really,
yeah.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Well, really makes me question the validity of the whole process.
Well, the whole process, Tom, was public input to get back to the board, and the board decides what to spend it on.
Yeah, no, I understand that too. I'm just saying that, you know, for these to have risen to the top makes me question the, you know, the validity of the survey and how such a small survey, you know, can be skewed by just a very few people who decide to all support one particular item. Intersections, I mean, that hardly has anything to do with the whole town. And this thing, ARPA is supposed to address the needs of the whole community, not just, you know, a few people. And it seems to me that all four of these are really only addressing the needs or wants of half a dozen people. So hopefully the select board will take that into consideration when we make the decision.
I might just say, you know, we didn't throw any ideas out. We took people's ideas. That's what we were asked to do. And I'll present them.
But no, but I'm just saying that the reason that these came up is that you had such a small sample. You know, your whatever, I don't know the terminology, but the group of respondents was so minimal that a half a dozen people who are really interested in one project could skew the whole thing, and that's obviously what's happened here. And you know, I just would hope the select board take that into consideration when it comes time to make the decision.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? Public comment, anybody? No? Okay, Dave.
All right, the roads are enjoying quite nicely at the moment. And I think the mud season might go away faster than we think. So
don't say that too loud.
All right, it's on.
Greater
line. Yeah. Greater line. The stuff that thaws out last is thawing out. So it could be good. The 2018 Internationals up in Jericho. This portion of it's still under warranty.
Is that the one that was just came back or?
No, it'll be another one. That's Mike, they got a new one. And then the 2024 highway grants are due April 15, which are a class 2 road grant and a structures grants. And they don't have final numbers on them, and so they'll be in before our next meeting. But the structures grant's going to be to replace a 6-foot diameter culvert on West Hill Road. And class 2 highway grant is trying to get somebody that'll give us legitimate prices that might be good in 2024 so it would work.
What about Primo Bridge? You talked about that earlier.
Well, we have a grant to do scoping study on Primo Bridge and the Sunnybrook Corridor. Mm-hmm. Which are Ladd, McCardle, and Tenney Road.
Right.
So that will be coming up soon. And so those grants will begin before the next meeting.
So obviously the class 2 is on Warren Mountain Road?
Yes, that's the only class 2 road we have.
Where's the 6-foot culvert?
Right above Bus before Oxbow Road.
Tied in with the whole
intersection river. And I
know
the intersection will work up
there. And that's all I have. Okay. The financial.
Approving the orders. I move to approve the orders. And do you have any add-ons, Tammy?
I do.
All
So I need to pay the VEMR's quarterly payment and the Department of Employment's quarterly payment. And we have an invoice for McCullough Crushing for stone for $3,500. Dave, is that a grant?
No.
No, okay.
That's mud.
Quite a few questions. All right. That first item, we actually pay taxes on our taxes.
What are we talking about?
The IRS, the monthly payment.
That's the employment.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's the employment monthly payment we have to do.
Is there something to sign?
Yep. Oh, so we had a Dave move to approve orders?
Yes, with add-ons.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. How about 6B, the equalization?
Sorry. The equalization payment was $596, and the reappraisal payment was $5,066.
It might be a moot point. They might never give us another one.
Why?
Right. It's in the legislature right now to put that on the state tax department to do the reappraisals.
Oh, yes. I saw that on the news.
There's not that many reappraisal firms.
Are we good with that?
Yep.
Okay. New business, opioid settlement.
Any chance, did you go to the web page and look at this training?
I didn't. I looked at the VLCT thing that was sent.
Yes, yeah. But if you go to the web page, that money has got to be spent on opioid.
Yeah, opioid crisis abatement.
Correct.
Yep.
And so I don't see any shape, form, or manner that we're set up to spend it on that. And so my suggestion would be put it into the state fund.
What kind of money is it?
It's a opioid settlement with the opioid companies, manufacturers.
For how much?
Vermont will receive approximately $39.5 million in the next 14 years. And so what our share is, I don't know. The counties get a share. But I said it's got to be spent on opioid.
Yeah.
Issued somehow.
So they did say in this write-up that the towns with a population under 10,000
get to share in 15%. So 15% is 5.925 million over all the towns over 14 years. And like Dave said, I mean, that was one thing I had noted was what programs do we have. And so I would agree that, you know, just putting it into the state would probably be the best course.
How soon does it have to be spent?
No idea.
For Vermont to receive the maximum amount of money from each settlement.
If we don't sign on to it, the money can go away.
You mean go away from us or?
I think from the state.
So you're saying if we sign it over to the state, it'll stay?
It will stay in the state.
Yeah,
in the state.
Right. And that would go into the opioid programs that they run, that people participate in.
What about like a used needle collection somewhere that could be funded?
What's that?
A used needle collection facility, not a facility, but like a box.
Said we're not set up for that.
I mean, like, for example, Hunger Mountain Co-op in Montpelier, they have them in the valley.
And I think you'll find like the Montpelier Fire Department or somebody services those.
Is that something that the health office would look into, or like if we wanted to see what agency you could go to get a bucket or whatever, put it at the fire station?
Well, the biggest thing is the bucket, but somebody's got to come dispose of it.
Right. Yeah, manage it.
But, sorry, I'm late. What was the question?
Somebody asked, well, we're on this opioid item, and it's a settlement, and the best course of action is to have our money stay with the state program, you think? And someone brought up about having a used needle collection facility in town.
And actually, this says if we don't sign on, the share will go to the abatement fund. So that works even better.
So we couldn't just take the money and hold on to it?
It has to be spent on.
Well, we don't know what's going to come down the road in 15 years.
Yeah, but it is probably a whole pile of paperwork and administration that comes with it, typically. I don't think we do have to take action on that, because any other Vermont subdivision with a population under 10,000, if they sign on, will get their allocated share. If they do not sign on, their share goes to the engagement fund.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like we don't have to take action on it.
Okay. 8B, reschedule next meeting.
John stated that he's having surgery the next meeting, and he wondered if you could, the board would approve changing the date of that week to say Wednesday or Thursday. Or.
So
the next meeting would have been the 17th.
Yep. So same week, just different day?
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that.
Is that going to be the 18, 19, or 20? 18 is the Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's why I thought maybe the Wednesday. I don't know what is.
Yeah. I'm finding the day. So.
Okay, so I move to reschedule the next meeting to April 19th.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
So our next meeting is April 19th.
Any other business?
I do not have.
I don't either.
Did any of the newcomers have anything?
We had our public comment earlier. Does anybody have something they'd like to chat about?
Thank Dave for having the town crew add stone to bowl then. That's pretty helpful.
Okay.
Just remember all that when it comes time to vote on a septic system. And a water system. All the money gets spent on the back roads.
So we have our executive session. So we have to move to go into that or? So we're gonna be going into an executive session, so.
This is gonna happen.
Okay.
Dave, before I shut the recording off, could you make the motion? I'll note it, yeah. And when there will be no action taken after the meeting, so I'm gonna stop the recording now. If somebody would tell me when the meeting and when you came out and ended the meeting via email is fine. I'm stopping the recording now.